What can I say? What can I say? It was stunning. It was literally stunning to sit there. The rhythm, the rhyme, just the vibe of it and the aesthetic beauty of the rhythm. I've talked many a time about going to shows, okay, in Northern California, where people were dancing spastically, and it affected my show. It affected the way I enjoyed seeing P-Funk, with people dancing all crazy and stuff. And I tried to explain how beautiful it is when I would go to Youngstown or another place where everybody had rhythm, and to see everybody just doing it on their own thing. So the visual to me has always been a thing. The visual to me has always been a thing. And I know I need to work on the lighting in here. The lighting in here is just like, it's just that way. This is probably the best light right there. This is probably the best shot. That's the camera doing the best job right there. But that was no camera. That's the integrated camera. That's the camera in the laptop.
So I got 1, 2, 3, 4.
So I got 1, 2, 3, 4. One, this one's Aver Media I put over there. Oh, this is the Aver Media. This is the Aver Media I put over there. Anyhow, what was that? And so to go there and the rhyme, and I realized that the main character, Alexander Hamilton, a lot of his rap was Eminem style based. It reminded me of the Eminem style, which I like. It's very lyrical, very tight. And the cadences and the hooks and the rhyme. How they and come back to it with such creativity and words and meaning. It's just mind-boggling. If somebody wrote this, the story, and not just the rap parts, when the music broke down and it was choir, not a ballad, there was some ballads, but they were like, you know, musical ballads. There wasn't like Always and Forever, but there was like where the music would slow down and the females would sing or a male would sing, and it was just musical type singing, and then there was rap to it, and then the beat would just drop, the beat would just come in. And it was an orchestra playing this music. You see the guy actually, you know, playing it. And the actors and singers and females just dancing. Everybody is, the character changes. And the characters, the plot. And the story. The story and the meaning. There was actual times you'll sit there. I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, this happened. This happened in our country. This is important. You know, how they told the story with James Madison, George Washington. I hit pause, and then I got into it so much that I went to start it up again, and I hit stop instead. But George Washington, James Madison, John Adams, I don't know where I left off at, but I had to hit a pear, finish up the piece of pizza. I thought I had some carrots and celery left, but just, you know, just put some in my stomach. Haven't eaten a big full meal yet. I think Mr. Skill told me 222 or 221 this morning. I'll take a 222. I'll take a 222 today. And if I just eat reasonably, and as I went downstairs to the fitness room, I thought it was a treadmill. If I can get on it, it's only 5 o'clock. It was nice being out in Times Square. It's all the people and the lights. And I realized, and you know, as I, you know, I'm leaving this place just inspired. Granted, I'm still lazy, but I'm inspired. I mean, it was just so aesthetically beautiful and pleasing. And I'm sitting down there, row 8. My vision. Just the stage filled up my whole view. And I can see people moving here. You can see this moving that way. You see this moving that way and how it all interchanged. Then you see, you know, dancers going this way. Then you see them freeze and just doing all these kind of artistic choreographed dance moves and positions and the singing and the rhythm, you know. I don't want to say it. I really don't want to say it. The battery. I got this thing battery hooked up because I'm using a charger I guess I could get rid of that one charger. Let me see what the battery says. The battery is doing what? Is it charging the battery status? Fully charged, 100%, weak charging state. Please check power charger. Oh, so it's at 100%, so it's okay. Because I'm using my work USB-C port because I need an extra. Because since I got all the wire cameras, I got to have extra. But it was just so pleasing. And then, like, through the first, I'm just sitting there. Literally, my eyes are just welling up from the beauty, and my senses are just so, we're being so stimulated, and the rhythms, and to see these black faces and white faces. Now, let me get that straight. To see the black faces and the white faces together. Now, if it had been all black, there's no doubt, call me racist, call me whatever, it would have hit me differently. And it may have hit me differently because the female characters, the lead female characters in there were white or Hispanic or whatever. They weren't black. And that gave it something to me. That I'm just the way I'm built. It's the way I'm wired. This is just purely subjective. Just the way I look at life. My stereotypical prejudices, whatever you want to call it, racialities or whatever. That's just the way it worked for me. It just worked for me. And then like Angelica and his wife, and Alexander Hamilton's wife played a good role in it, and just the interaction between two and their story. And it made it, and I noticed that I did, for whatever reason, enjoy or probably gravitate to, but just for the females to be non-black, I have to address because it definitely probably made a difference to me. So I just got to say, and Alexander Hamilton, and you see Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, they were all black characters. King George was white, and they made him white, and he was like staunch and white, you know, and he did a little something, you know, because everybody was doing it, you know, everybody got the, you know, they all, you know, professionals, you know, these guys, I mean, these people can really just get it. But, you know, George was being all, and you know, Elton Johnish. Basically, it seemed like everything he sang was Elton Johnish. And it hit. I like Elton John, you know, and the way he came off in his character, he sang in the Elton John estate, and he would come back and sing this one part, da 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 da, or something, da da da, something again. He would come back to that, and it just hit. The melodies just hit. The rhythms just hit. The rhymes just hit. I was just literally sitting there, and my eyes just welling up. I'm just like, oh, this is so good. And this tears just kept, you know, not like I was crying, but it just well up, and it just kind of like dripped down, like, not like I was like even sad or anything, you know, not that much, but all of a sudden you notice I got to wipe my eyes because I'm just sitting there bombarded. And I didn't want to, you know, people around me, you know, understand that, you know, they may or may not, you know, feel the music that way or, you know, whatever. So I didn't want to, you know, but a couple of times I just had to, you know, just let them know that, oh my God, did they just hit it? Because they'll be rapping and the dancing, the rapping and the dancing, and everything would just come down on that. And you see everybody just going in there, and they just stop, and it would just hit. And it was, oh, it was just so stimulating. It was just so beautiful. It was just so, it was, and it was a story to it, and there was sadness to it, and there was energy to it, and there was, you know, George Washington sang his part, he was like, ah, 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 ah. You just into it, and you just, oh, it was just, oh my God. Oh my God. They say it's the best. I mean, they say it, you know, they can charge all this money for the ticket. And I'm talking about Hamilton, of course, if I didn't say that already. Got the playbill. Hamilton, if I didn't say that already. It was worth every penny. I paid $319. I think $343.30 or something like that with the $20 service charge, $339 or something like that. There was a $392 seat. There was row two. And my buddy from New York at work said that might be too close. And I thought, you know, you might be right. You might be right. And even when I saw that $392 price, you know, with the service fee, what I was expecting to pay and what I would usually pay was more than that. Last year was like $500. You couldn't get a ticket for less than $500, at least where I'm wanting to sit. You know, at least where I have to sit, where I have to sit. And so I got that ticket for $319, and I was like row eight. It was like almost center. I took a picture of the cast. You can see where I was sitting. It was just tremendous. It was just tremendous. It's almost like I'm inspired. If I wasn't so lazy, I'd be inspired. Who just imagine somebody wrote that. Somebody actually wrote that. The rhymes were so tight, and the cadences and the music and the choreography and the way the stage movement and the stagecraft. And oh, it was just, I mean, you know, so I paid $339 for that seat. Everything is relative. I can afford it. It's probably the main thing, but it was still worth that money. I mean, it was worth, it would have been worth the $500. That was, it was, I mean, and again, okay, again, I talk about us human beings creating something like this purely for our enjoyment. But I could say purely from our enjoyment from a, you know, from maybe a 30,000 foot view, but maybe we need things like this in our lives to be human and to be successful and to be complete. But this, for somebody, for people to put this on, people that come together, businesses, organizations, buildings, to put on plays. We spend, look how much money we spend on plays to actually go and sit and watch somebody perform. How much we spend on performances. There's going to be other, there are other, I can guarantee you there are other species in this universe, whole civilizations that do not do that. They do not, they'll come here and say, why are these people spending this much money on entertainment? I understand why now, because it was just, you know, Lion King blew me away. Lion King blew me away from the first thing, because you're sitting in a theater, and all of a sudden you hear, whoa! And then I was like, stop, I can't take it already. You know, and then they came down through the aisles, and that was it. You know, then it just kept going. Phantom of the Opera was good. Les Mis was good. Now, don't get me wrong, they were good in a different way. Les Mis was good. I don't think I saw Chicago. No, but I think I saw Les Mis, Phantom. I saw another one. I forget what it was. Lion King. I saw another one. But and the raps and I'm sitting, you know, eighth row, so I can see, look in the actor's eyes just about. You know, I can just like look right at them. Had my glasses on, so I could just like work out and feel them and the passion and just look around and you see they dance and you see, you know, female dance motion. It strikes me differently than the male dance motion. It's more sensual and just hits me in a different way. And to see them come around and do whatever they got to do to enhance the beauty of the whole stage, it's just, oh my God. And then, like I said, how we spend that much money, I spent that to get what I got. Hopefully I'm relaying to you, you know, the effect or how the pleasure that I got from it. And relatively speaking, I can afford it. You know, I career, work, blah, 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 blah. You know, I can spend this money and it's not going to affect my rent or my car payment, which I don't have, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's the one thing. But to spend that kind of money, whatever that kind of money is, to get the pleasure that I got was well worth it. Well worth it. I mean, you go through life. I've been here. I've been there. I've done this. I've done that. You know, I've had Mr. Clinton call me out, shout me out during his Walk of Fame speech. All of that. I've been there. I shook, you know, Obama's hand, blah, blah. You know, I've seen Dead Can Dance in Barcelona. You know, Eiffel Tower, blah, 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 blah. These pleasures add up. These experiences add up, you know. And they obviously are a resource to me. They make me, I don't want to say they make me a better person or they make me a complete person, but they definitely are in my, they are definitely in the foundation of who I am, these experiences that I've had. I've been to the Vatican, I've seen these things, I've experienced these things, they do make up who I am. And to go through and see just such beauty, to experience such beauty in a performance of other human beings doing what they do. Another thing, how do they remember all those words? How do they remember all those words? This thing was 3 hours long, 2 hours and 45 minutes. How do they remember all those words and just the way they came off? And then, you know, Thomas Jefferson and Lafayette and Aaron Burr. And I mean, all these characters. And all of a sudden, you know, during the way it's explained and how things are not explained and explained later. And how there was one part where they went through it. And then they went back and reenacted the part. It was like person A went to point B. Person A and person B went to point C. Then they went back and they showed how person A first it went there, then they da, 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 then they went back and they reenacted the whole thing, and it was more into it of how, you know, this situation got to that situation. And they didn't explain it. It was that way. You just picked up on it. And there were certain like melodies and certain choruses or phrases that were repeated throughout. I mean, to have that in my life, to have something like that in my life is, I don't think it can be overstated. And I understand performers now. I understand. And I guess somebody's probably going to smack me in my head and say, shut up, because you get that every time at a P-Funk show. You get that music, that the stage grab, that stuff, musicians, what musicians give you is the same. You know, what musicians or performers, what performers give you is the same. Comedians, everything, other human beings, their craft, their professional, not even professional, their craft, what they do best, where they hone that skill and they get so good to where they can do perform and give you such a good feeling, you know, or whatever the word is. Make you feel so good and just whatever, to get such pleasure, to get such pleasure from it. It's just okay. All right, it's 5:19. I don't know what I'm gonna do now. It's kind of cold out there. It's cold out there, but it's just nice being out there. It's cold, but it's just nice just being out in it on Times Square, walking around, looking at people. I found me a spot where I could stand. It was like in the median. It was like kind of blocked off or whatever. I just stand there talking to myself, dance, listen to music. There's music everywhere. Oh my God, there's just music everywhere. And if I hear New York, I can't just tell me you, New York. If I hear that song one more time, I'm going to sing it again one more time. Oh, and then there's some kind of, I don't want to say, like, it's not Mexican, but it's like, it's like house, but it's definitely a Spanish kind of, I don't know, Puerto Rican, I don't know what it is. Like ding 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 ding. And it, but then, and no, it's not ding 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 ding. It's more like a house or some kind of upbeat dance, not dance, but music. And it's definitely not, it's not English. They're singing in another, like a Latin language, I guess, if I can call it that. You know, like Puerto Rican or Hispanic or something. And it's just the beat and the grooves everywhere. You're just out there, people, energy. It's cold out there, but you can see people from, You can see the, you know, people who are visitors and tourists. You can, you know, you can see very easily who's tourist and who's not. And it didn't change cameras like I wanted. You can clearly see who's tourist and who's not. And
it's okay. It's kind of cool. And it's kind of cool because you look up and you see, you know, they look like a white person. They look like a white person from Wisconsin because, you know, they're kind of pale.
You hear them talk,
but then you hear them talk, and they're talking French or some other language. You say, oh, okay. And then you see the whole families. Then you see people who don't quite know what to do. You see some other people who see you talking to yourself, you know, having fun with yourself, and they kind of look at you because, you know, they're leery, and I don't blame them. You know, I'm leery of folks too. You know, even though I'm out there being crazy, I'm leery of other folks too. You know, I'm walking down the street talking to people. Oh, you know, I just see somebody. I just get so comfortable, you know, after this experience I had, I'm walking down there like, oh, I'm seeing people online. Hey, look at that. You know, hey, you better watch that. You know, and I'm talking to people in the theater, you know, just like I know them. You know, I just get to that level. And, you know, it's something that I've noticed that sometimes I'd rather have that than to be with somebody else. You know, have to be accompanied with somebody else. You know, I'd rather go out by myself and be with everybody than to be with one person, you know. Because if you're like with one person, you know, whether you're a couple or a friend or whatever, you're just hanging out together. You know, and I'd rather just be talking to everybody. You know, it's like, you know, don't call me on the phone, because if you call me on the phone, it doesn't mean you can talk. Text me. I could text 10 people at one time. It's something like that. You know, but, you know, going out with people, you know, even a significant other, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, you know, couple relationship, friends, whatever, it's a different vibe. Like when me and Rick go to a game, you know, that one time or a few times we do, you know, that's a different vibe. It's a different vibe. And there's something to be said for that. But I really do just like being out there by myself, talking to everybody, looking at people. You know, some people give you a kind of a look. Some people talk back to you. A couple of places I was, I think it was in New York, people were just talking back to me. I'm talking to myself and people were answering. Yeah, I probably drink more water. Need to drink more water. Hopefully, that's free. Anyway, I just want to throw that together. And, you know, I'm here. It's 5:21. I got about 5,000 steps in. I can go down to the fitness room, get that it knocked out easy. I haven't eaten proper yet, which may be good, which I may not do. But I'm going to push it and just wait and have to go grab something later because I'm not really hungry, so I shouldn't eat. I might go back out, just to go back out, put on some, maybe some warmer clothes. My pants are so tight, I can't wear long johns under these pants. If I wear long johns, I got to wear large 38, 32s, and I got all 36, 32s because I refuse to step up. Well, my workout clothes, my clothes that I wear during work, the jeans, the nasty clothes I call them that I just work out in all the time, they're 38s and stretchy. But when I, yeah, I think when I work, they're 38s too. But if I go someplace nice, I wear 36. You know, so maybe if I put on some extra clothes, I was thinking I need gloves. My God, my hands was cold. It's windy. It's, the thing is windy. And if you look on Google, it says, doesn't say rain or anything. It says wind. It's just like little curly thing. Man, it's for real. And then you walk by, you see where Lion King is and The Wiz and, you know, other shows. And, you know, there's probably people still out there. There's people just out there. You know, you see all the street performers. You want to take a picture with Superman or Transformer. Okay, come. And then you got the same street performers. I was out there. And then you see a Venice. All right, show's going to restart in 20 seconds. Show's going to restart in 2 minutes. Show's going to restart in 1 minute. Show's going to restart. And they'll be doing that for like 20 minutes. And then they get out there, they don't really do nothing. I saw one where they did all this hype and really didn't do nothing. So I just know how to walk by. You know, I'll make my comment just so somebody can hear me. And then, you know, I just keep going. I'm not into it as much as being the defining person to take that away. I wonder if this is in sync. I guess if it is not in sync. But anyway, how long did I do? 20 minutes. I think that's just about it. I mean, so I got to go find something to do now. I'm just looking forward to getting to the fitness room. But it's so early, I feel good. Tomorrow, I got to plan something. I don't want to waste this time. I got energy, I don't want to waste this time because I can very, very, very easily just lay in that bed. What bed? That bed. I can very, very, very easily just lay in that bed and watch TV. I watched NCIS last night, New Orleans, because it was nothing else. Because I didn't bring my fire stick. And I didn't bring my fire stick because I didn't think I was going to need it, number one. And I could watch TV on my laptop, which I didn't want to do. And hooking the fire stick up to Wi-Fi is tricky sometimes. Sometimes you just can't do it. If you can't hook it up to Wi-Fi, fire stick ain't going to go. But I could have brought an HDMI cable and hooked my laptop up to the TV and watched all my shows that way. And I got a wireless mouse, so I could have set the laptop up on by the TV and just used the mouse to control everything. And wash it, and that'd have been, you know, suitable. But I feel good, as you can tell. I feel good. My weight should be, you know, I don't want to anticipate anything, but if I can get through these days, and then I got to be at work at 9:00 in the morning on Monday. So I don't know, unless I get up early and get something in after work after 5, I'm going to have to get off work, come back on Tuesday, come here and get into the gym. And I could do that. I could do that. I don't know. Okay. Happy New York. I do love my life. I do love being Jeffrey. I love being Jeffrey. I do love being Jeffrey. I do love being Jeffrey. I do love who I am and what I've created and the way I do it. I really do. I built this. This is what I've been wanting. I knew I had to be patient when I wasn't ready. I knew there were times where I couldn't have it because I just wasn't ready. I just wasn't in a position to. Freedom, the independence, you know, it's just, but all my life in the back of my mind, this is where I wanted to be. Sitting in a room with all my goddamn cameras talking about after having an experience like this. I mean, really, 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 I'm showing y'all Jeffrey, my God, this is what I really want. And I don't want people to think that I'm alone. And I want to mention that. I don't want to think people think that I'm alone because I have acquaintances and friends, and I talk to the Dane every day, and that's an important part of this whole thing. I talk to her, we chat every day, and that's an important part of all this. And my family, oh my God. You know, in fact, I got so much, like a fish don't know he wet like me. I don't know what it is to be lonely. I got family around me so much ever since the day I was born that I'm like trying to push him away. I got to fight to keep a distance so I can be Jeffrey here around. Because I just got so many, you know, so much family, cousins, and my mother and sister and niece and, you know, daughters and granddaughters and ex-wives and friends and babysitters, you know, that I got enough, you know, so I'm not lonely. Lonely is not the point. I'm alone, but I'm not lonely, you know, so, you know, I have communications. And then I have this outlet to where I can talk to hundreds of people, whatever, however many people watch these things. And then over time, posterity, I can go back and watch these and remember me and get insight into who I was. You know, my grandkids, offspring, can go back and look and say, oh, this is your grandfather. This is what he thinks and this is how he does. You know, and then it was just people out there. So, and I feel like me making these videos, I'm talking to a person. I'm talking to like a friend. You know, so that's part of, you know, cutting back on the being alone. I just enjoy it. I just enjoy the freedom and independence. My name is Jeffrey Scott.